It's Tuesday, November 22nd, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The ACLU has sued a South Carolina Christian foster care agency, which refuses to place children in non-Christian homes. And now, Republican Governor Henry McMaster is requesting that the U.S. District Court for South Carolina protect the state's right to partner with private faith-based foster care agencies. Governor McMaster noted, quote, that the ACLU lawsuit is a short-sighted attack against every South Carolinian's constitutionally protected religious liberty. We will continue to fight against any attempt to stop our private partners from being able to help provide these critical services simply because they choose to do so in accordance with their faith, end quote. While the Babylon Bee is back on Twitter and Trump is welcome back, the Christian Post is still banned. The Post was banned back in March and has served 8 months in Twitter jail thus far. Plus, LifeSiteNews.com's Twitter accounts were banned back in early 2021. The Fox News opinion columns have bent toward supporting House Resolution 8404, a congressional bill that would codify the faux marriage of a man to a man or a woman to a woman. The faux conservative news site carried a column from South Carolina Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace endorsing the pro-homosexual bill. As of last week, the Mormon cult has officially endorsed the same bill in order to, quote, preserve the rights of our LGBTQ brothers and sisters, end quote. However, Roman Catholic leadership remains opposed. Cardinal Timothy Dolan, chairman of the Catholic Bishops' Committee for Religious Liberty, noted that the act will not preserve, quote, the fundamental right to religious liberty, end quote, in this country. The U.S. House passed the bill on July 19th by a vote of 267 to 157, and currently support in the U.S. Senate rides at 62 to 37, enough to pass the bill into law. That's about 22% of Republicans who have gone the other way on traditional marriage. Thankfully, 21 Republican senators have urged the 12 Republican defectors to support God-given marriage between one man and one woman. Proverbs 28 verse 4 declares, "Those who forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them." Call your two senators ASAP at 202-224-3121 and ask them to oppose House Resolution 8404. Or join 322,000 conservative Christians and send an email to your two senators through the Family Research Council website and a special link at our transcript today at theworldview.com. The spectacular fall of the cryptocurrency exchange, FTX, upon the company's bankruptcy filing last week will result in huge losses of money for investors. The top 50 investors are into it for $3 billion, and then billions of dollars more for another million investors with FTX. Bitcoin hovered around the $15,700 mark yesterday, a full 75% drop in value since November of last year. Canada's housing bubble has burst, dropping 7.7% in overall value in 5 months. That's the most precipitous drop in recorded history for Canada. On November 9th, a volunteer with Abortion Free New Mexico witnessed an ambulance leave the University of New Mexico's Center for Reproductive Health abortion mill right before lunchtime. The Worldview asked Tara Shaver with Abortion Free New Mexico about the frequency of abortion injuries sustained by mothers.
That's where it gets a little tricky with abortion injuries, because unless we have people at the abortion facility outside praying, we don't know necessarily what's happening. So we're really fortunate to know when these injuries occur because we have volunteers out on the sidewalk. And so that is why it's really important for the Christian community to be active and involved.
Unfortunately, the status of the woman's injuries is unknown. However, what is known is that the University of New Mexico Abortion Center performs late-term abortions up to 24 weeks or 6 months of pregnancy. The World Cup soccer competition kicked off in Qatar over the weekend and will run about a month, reports The Atlantic. The Washington Stand reports that in Qatar, it is illegal for Christian churches to evangelize or display religious symbols, and private house churches are also banned. For native Qataris who do convert to other religions besides Islam, it is particularly difficult to practice their faith. In addition, converts to Christianity in Qatar are scrutinized and intimidated by police and can often face the loss of their jobs and even lose custody of their children. During the 10-year buildup to the World Cup, in which Qatar spent $300 billion to construct 8 state-of-the-art soccer stadiums along with a massive amount of infrastructure, The Guardian reports that 6,500 migrant workers died due to, quote, poor safety conditions, working too many hours in the intense Qatari heat and unacceptable living quarters, end quote. The World Cup soccer tournament is the second most watched sporting event in the world, second only to the Tour de France. This year, an anticipated 3.3 billion viewers will tune in. That's almost half the world's population. And speaking of the world's population, the United Nations estimates that the number of people in the world crossed the 8 billion mark last week. That's about 4 times the world's population when my father Ralph was born in the 1930s. And here's one more factoid. Average crop yields increased from 30 bushels of corn per acre in 1920 to 150 bushels per acre in 1999. Some areas of the U.S. have achieved as high as 500 bushels per acre today. God is good. Keep this in mind this Thanksgiving. Psalm 136, verse 1 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever." And that's the worldview on this Tuesday, November 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.